My name's Jono Bacon, and I believe that access to overkill is a human right.
My name's Stuart Langridge, and I believe that access to cigarettes is a human right.
And this is...
Shot of Jack. Internet access is a basic right to which all people are entitled. So say the French, Finnish and Estonian governments, the International Telecommunications Union, and 80% of people worldwide. Dealing with the government in connected countries is increasingly becoming an online process. The United Nations are pushing for everyone to be guaranteed access to the net. But what would enacting this actually mean? When people talk about internet access being a fundamental right, does that only mean that governments should try harder to provide net hookups to their citizens? Will we see the United States conducting a humanitarian intervention of some hapless third world country because its citizens can't get a Farmville? The UN Declaration of Human Rights doesn't mention the internet because it was written in 1948, but in addition to the rights to not be tortured and to have food, housing and healthcare, it also includes civil rights such as the right to a fair trial, to education and to enjoy the arts. Should internet access be added to these? In a world where the net is increasingly the way such things are delivered, how can it not be?
So I think we're talking about two types of conversation here when we're thinking about whether internet should be internet access should be a human right. I think the first thing we can refer to is active. You know, should governments strive to get people access to the net? You mentioned it in the intro, you know, net hookups, right? So I'd refer to that as an active approach. Or the other one is a protective approach. Should governments prevent people from taking internet access away from people, for those people who have it? And, you know, if somebody uses the internet for a particular reason, should they be protected for maintaining use of that? What do you think is the most important of these two focuses?
Well, that, I think, is a fascinating way of actually thinking about it. My initial reaction is that it's the active approach, that enshrining internet access as a human right would mean that governments need to start trying harder to make sure that all their citizens have access to the internet. Now, some countries have already done that. In France, for example, as I mentioned in the intro, internet access is seen as a human right after a decision by their Supreme Court, which said, said that someone couldn't be deprived of access to the internet because it's a human right of theirs. Citizens of the EU are entitled to a fair and impartial procedure before any measures can be taken to limit their net access. So those things are talking about the other side of it, the side where it's not about making sure that more of your citizens have it. It's about making sure that you're not allowed to take it away from those who've got it already.
But the challenge here is that, you know, the term internet access or the internet is so wide. I mean, what does it involve? I mean, so, you know, in terms of the active approach, it could be, you know, is that just access to dial-up? Is that access to broadband internet? Is that access to the full breadth of the internet? I mean, is that going to be like it is in China? Is that just going to be access to a portion of the internet where a chunk of it's censored out? What are going to be the perspectives on pornography and different political views? And then the second area I'd say is with the protective element of things is surely if it's a human right, it means that you need to protect that human right at every possible opportunity. So for example, if someone downloads a load of illegal music off the internet, does that mean that, you know, by stopping them doing that you're violating their human rights? I mean, it's a pretty... How do you think it would work? How do you think that if this was to be enshrined by the UN, as Cory Doctorow said in the past, how do you think it would actually work?
I see no reason why both sides can't happen simultaneously. Almost every first world country already has government policies in place to increase citizens' access to the internet. Not because they're being forced to by a UN declaration, but because they recognise that it's in the best interest of the citizenry. The Finnish are very proud of the fact that they are the first country to specifically enact a rule that says everyone in the country will have access to broadband internet. Now, their definition of have access, to answer your question from earlier about what having access actually means, is that no household would be further than 2 kilometres from a broadband internet connection.
Right,
now,
right.
Now, there is a big distinction in my mind between access to the internet meaning everyone gets their own cable modem, and access to the internet meaning you only have to walk a mile in the snow before you can get access to the internet. You know, so that's... But that's already happening. And if the UN, for example, said, okay, internet access is now a basic human right, this means governments, that you have to wake up, pay attention, and start making sure that all your citizens have got it, basically nothing will change. Because realistically, every government's going to say, well, we're doing that already.
Well, it strikes me that what you'd want to do as well is you couldn't solve this on a case-by-case basis. So you couldn't say this site is accepted, this site is accepted, as an example. You'd want to have definitions of things that right would provide access to. I mean, the obvious things are access to education, access to information about medical issues. So maybe that would be the way it would work, is that, you know, your human right would be to access the internet, but to access the internet for specific kinds of content, which are necessary for a living.
Yeah. So, I mean, that essentially boils down to your guaranteed right of access to the internet is actually a guaranteed right to get a public IP address in some way. And then, you know, if you try and connect to Wikipedia and it turns out the Great Firewall of China has blocked you, then, you know, unlucky. There it is. That wouldn't necessarily violate the thing. So the protective side of the discussion about how if internet access was enshrined as a basic right, then it couldn't be taken away, is increasingly relevant, since we are repeatedly seeing copyright laws in which lawmakers are proposing that someone's internet access will be cut off if they're caught file sharing more than 3 times, for example.
But that's where I think that it wouldn't just be access to a public IP address, as an example. It would be to specific kinds of content. So, you know, I can imagine that the way it would work would be, is providing access to freely available information about education or health or whatever it might be. So basically, in a nutshell, Wikipedia is a good example of that.
Yeah.
If somebody, you know, is spending all their time on frickin' Facebook and they claim that someone's violating their human rights, and I'm positive that case would happen.
It would.
There'd need to be some kind of simple way of throwing out those Mickey Mouse cases.
I don't think that is Mickey Mouse. That's the point. If we're talking about internet access being a fundamental right, then you don't get to say, but only the bits of the internet that we like.
Access to Farmville and downloading illegal music is not a fucking human right.
Realistically,
it just
though,
is not.
Realistically, let's be honest here. You know, if you're going to say internet access is a basic right, then it's internet access that is. You can't say, well, access to Wikipedia is a basic right. But the rest of it isn't.
But that's why I'm thinking it's too broad, and I don't think it would ever come in a broad fashion, because you'd need to have some kind of way of mitigating against litigious people who want to make ridiculous claims. That their human rights have been violated just because they couldn't go and listen to the new fucking Kanye West album for free on BitTorrent. I mean, that's just completely ridiculous.
But then, if you think about that, right? Then the only reason someone would be raising that lawsuit or making that claim that they've been prevented from listening to the new Kanye West album is because someone has come in and cut off their internet connection. I do not believe that if you take the Finnish example, no household could be further than 2 kilometres from a connection. So it's not about people sitting in their house and going, I can't be bothered to pay for an ADSL connection, I will sue the government because they have to provide one for me. That's not what it is, you know.
So I guess it would be subservient to existing laws. So the copyright violation thing would be, if you're not violating the law on the internet, then that doesn't make
any difference. That's exactly the point. This is why I think the idea of internet access being a right is likely to be picked up by the copy fighting side of the universe. You mentioned Cory Doctorow earlier, suggesting that a UN convention might enshrine network access as a human right. And part of the reason this argument is likely to be picked up by that community of people is precisely because the government aren't allowed to cut off your basic human rights, even if you break the law. You have a basic human right not to be tortured, for example, and they can't say you broke the law, so now we're allowed to torture you. That's not how it works. Basic human rights are guaranteed even if you break the law. You know, the government are allowed to put you in prison, but they're not allowed to chain you outside in a field in the rain forever.
So the shot of Jack listeners, you know, start thinking about how you're going to respond to this in the comments. But the other side of the angle is, it seems like about half the world are starving. Is this really something we should be caring about? You know what I mean? People need access to... A lot of people in the world don't have access to fucking food and water, let alone access to Farmville and the new Kanye West album. So, I mean, is it really something that we should be focusing our efforts on?
It's
playing devil's advocate, of course.
It's obviously the elephant in the room that you go in and say, I want access to the internet as a human right. And you say, half people in the world don't have any food. Are you mental? Yeah. Why don't we solve those problems first? It's surprising, actually, if you look at declarations of the rights of man and the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, the Constitution in America, it's surprising what's guaranteed in those. It's beyond just basic access to the things that keep you alive. You know, I mean, the Declaration of Human Rights guarantees things like a right to copyright. It says everyone has the right to the protection of the moral and material interests resulting from any scientific, literary or artistic production of which he is the author. And that's there as a guaranteed as a human right. So I suspect a lot of these things are honoured more in the breach than in the observance.
I guess the thing about human rights is the misconception is it's not just about, you know, being able to live and breathe. It's about... being able to flourish as a human being in the
world.
Right?
You're not just guaranteed life. You are also guaranteed liberty and the pursuit of happiness.
And that's why I think in many ways it's orthogonal to the discussions about food and water. I mean, there's people living in many parts of the world that don't have access to the internet and they're living perfectly healthy, happy lives. But there's a lot of people. But there's things that they can't do that they in many ways should have access to be able to do. But you know what? We are at the very beginning of the conversation. We've covered the active, the protective approach to things, whether this is something that people should consider, how it would work. This is a great opportunity for discussion in the Shot of Jack community. So please go to shotofjack.org where you heard this shot and leave your comments right there.
You can go to shotofjack.org/discuss to find out how to talk to us on Twitter or Identica and send us emails.
Absolutely. We'll see you on the next Shot of Jack.